What if I told you that one of the most powerful tools for calming your nervous system is something you already do every single day? Walking isn't just movement, it's medicine. It's a built-in reset button for your body and your mind. But when you add intention to it, it becomes a powerful practice of healing. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Welcome to the Building Resilience Podcast, episode 218, A Walking Meditation for Nervous System Regulation. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, hello, everybody. How are you doing? How is your nervous system doing? Because that's what it all comes down to, right? We know how we're doing based on the state of our nervous system. So a couple of weeks ago now, when I was in Vienna at a mastermind, one of my colleagues was asking about walking meditations, and she said she would love to have one. So I know you know I love, love, love walking. I did an episode on the power of walking last year. I think it aired in January, episode 163. And I know it's a favorite of many, and I truly love to walk. I have a goal to walk 12,500 steps, and I haven't missed a day since October. My goal is to do that for the whole year and then to just keep going because my body craves walking. I have found the compound effect of walking for my mental and physical health is truly amazing. So I highly, highly encourage you to go walking. Now, one of the reasons it is so powerful is because we're living in a time of constant stimulation, endless to-do lists, a cultural narrative that tells us we should always be doing and achieving and pushing. You've heard me talk about this before. For many of us, our nervous systems are on like perpetual overdrive. We're stuck in team hyper. And truly the best, simplest, most cost-effective and magical medicine that many of us can do is walking. And today I want to talk not just about walking as movement, but walking with intention, walking as meditation, walking as healing. So I'm sure you can relate that there are many moments where your mind is like this tornado of thoughts and your body might feel like it's carrying the weight of the world and finding calm seems impossible. And that's exactly why walking meditations have become such powerful practices for many people. And today I wanted to share one with you. I want you to really digest the idea that walking isn't just physical movement. It's like an intimate conversation between your body and your brain. And when you walk mindfully, you're literally rewiring your nervous system. You're telling your body, hey, we're safe. We can slow down. We can breathe. Now think about it. Our ancestors didn't have meditation apps or stress management workshops. They walked, they moved, they breathed. And in that movement, they found a natural rhythm of regulation and healing. So a walking meditation, like a reset button for your entire system. It combines the physical benefits of movement, increased blood flow, releases of endorphins, improved cardiovascular health, with the mental and emotional benefits of meditation, which are lower cortisol levels, reduced anxiety, enhanced focus, improved mood. It's like a multivitamin for your mental health, but way more enjoyable. Today, I'm going to guide you through a walking meditation specifically designed to help you drop out of your busy mind and into the wisdom of your body. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, or you just want a moment of safety, a moment of peace, this practice is for you. And you don't need special equipment. You don't need hours of free time. All you need is yourself, a willingness to be present, and maybe a small patch of ground, indoors or outdoors. So let's explore how something as simple as intentional walking can become a very powerful practice of nervous system healing and self-care. Are you ready? Here we go. Take a moment to just breathe. Right where you are, stand with your feet hip-width apart. Feel the ground beneath you, solid, steady, supporting you completely. This is your anchor. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Take a deep breath in through your nose, letting your chest and then your belly expand like a gentle wave. Exhale slowly, feeling the tension start to melt away. Now, I want you to think about setting an intention. What do you need right now? Maybe it's calm. Maybe it's safety. Maybe it's just a moment of ease or peace. Whatever it is, I want you to hold that intention in your mind and in your heart. Now we're going to open your eyes and we're going to begin walking. Begin walking at a pace that feels natural and comfortable. Not too fast, not too slow. And let your arms just swing naturally and gently at your sides. As you walk, imagine you're sending a message of safety to your nervous system with each step. Your heel touches down. I am safe. Your ball of your foot rolls forward. I am okay. Your toes push off. I am supported. Continue walking. Inhale for 2 steps. Exhale for 2 to 3 steps. Continue doing this. Find a pattern that works for you of breathing in and a longer exhalation out. Let your breath become like a gentle metronome, creating a soothing internal soundtrack of breathing in to a count and then breathing out to a count. Focus on a low and slow exhale. If your mind starts to spin stories of worry or stress, simply return to the rhythm of your steps. Notice how your breath is matching up with your steps. There's no judgment, just a gentle redirection of your mind to your breath and your steps. Continue doing that as you pay attention to each footstep. You notice how it feels in your body as your feet hit the ground and the rhythm that you create with your slow and low breathing. Now, I want you to expand your awareness a little bit. Start looking around. What do you notice around you? And if you're outdoors, you may also notice sensations, feeling the air on your skin. Notice, is it cool? Is it warm? Is it soft? Let each sensation be an invitation to the present moment. And if you're indoors, you can tune into that space as well. The subtle sounds. The quality of light, the sense of containment of wherever you are. Continue focusing on your breath and focusing on the steps. With each step, silently remind yourself, I'm here, I'm now, I'm safe in this moment. Now notice your body, pay attention to your body. Are your shoulders tight? Is your jaw clenched? Are your hands making fists? I want you to breathe into those areas. Imagine your breath is like a gentle wave washing away all the tension in your body. Your nervous system is learning that it can be calm. It can be at ease. Continue walking, pacing yourself, allowing yourself to build up that awareness. noticing what your breath is, counting in to the beat of 3 or 4, exhaling to the beat of 4 or 5, whatever pace works for you. Noticing your feet as they touch the ground, each step that you take. Looking around you, noticing what you hear, noticing what it feels like, the air on your skin or the environment around you. Continue to walk. Notice what's going on in your body, the tension, the release of tension, the relaxation. Continue doing this for as long as you like, staying focused on the breath and your step. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Gently invite it to come back to the step and the breath. Now, gradually, you can slow your pace and make each step even more deliberate, even more mindful. Or you may decide to quicken your pace. Again, each step more deliberate, more mindful. We're here in the present. We're paying attention. We're orienting ourselves to our environment, building up that awareness. What is surrounding you? What does your body feel like? Check in with your body. Notice any shifts in your body. Is there less tension? Maybe your breath feels a little deeper. Maybe you can feel a tiny spark of calm that you didn't have before. And I want you to silently offer gratitude to your body for carrying you, for your legs, for supporting you, your muscles, your bones, your whole frame, the miracle of your body that is allowing you to walk, the miracle of your breath as it breathes in and out, bringing you to calm, helping you sustain your life. Have gratitude for this moment that has healing potential. Have gratitude to yourself for taking this time to care for not just your body, but for your inner landscape. And as you walk, you can continue telling yourself and reminding yourself, affirming to yourself that you are safe, that you are gentle, that you are healing, that you matter. You're going to continue walking for as long as you like, even past this meditation. I want to invite you to continue taking in the sounds, what you see around you. Stop and notice what's going on in your body. Continue breathing. If your mind wanders, bring it back. Continue going as long as you're comfortable. And eventually, I invite you to come to a gentle stop and to stand still and place one or both hands over your heart if it feels right. And take in 3 low and slow, nourishing breaths. And with each exhale, I want you to imagine releasing any remaining tension, any residual stress. And close your eyes and close with an affirmation that resonates with you. Maybe it's, I'm grounded. My nervous system knows how to find peace. I am safe. I am calm. I am here. And remember that this meditation is a practice. Some days will feel easier than others. There's no perfect way, only your way. Be kind to yourself. I hope you enjoyed this journey. I hope you found it helpful, and I hope you will return frequently to come walk with me. Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.